Bob Rivers in the mornings, the No Repeat Workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR
FM
and HD1 Seattle and iHeartRadio station.
Hey, happy Friday. I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Well, rain today through the weekend with highs in the mid-50s. Chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and tomorrow. And tomorrow's going to be kind of breezy, too. So try to have a good weekend.
This report is brought to you by Subway. Discover the new Flatizza at Subway. Crispy flatbread topped with signature marinara, melty mozzarella, and made the way you say. It's more than just a slice. Choose from classics like pepperoni or veggie. And right now, you can get two Flatizzas for only $5. Subway, eat fresh.
An American Story with Tom Brokaw is brought to you by SCCA Proton Therapy, a ProCure center, who treats prostate cancer and many other cancers with a precise form of radiation that reduces radiation to healthy tissue, decreasing the risk of side effects. For more, visit SCCAProtonTherapy.com.
Remember when you were told that eating hamburgers, cheese, and butter, the saturated fats, was not good for your heart health? Well, there's a new international study conducted by prominent scientists who say that's not necessarily the case. Instantly, other experts in the field said, whoa, wait a minute, arguing that moderation remains the key. The so-called Italian or Mediterranean diet of nuts, fish, and olive oil remains the best choice, they say. Are you confused? I certainly am. But apparently, the fast food franchises that specialize in hamburgers are not confused. Every new commercial seems to have an extra layer of bacon and cheese and hamburger. No pine nuts or olive oil in sight. Mangia. That's Italian for chow down on that burger, big boy. I'm Tom Brokaw. This is an American story.
At Seattle Cancer Care Alliance Proton Therapy, a ProCure center, ridding patients of cancer while minimizing the side effects of treatment is our constant goal. Proton therapy is a highly precise form of radiation treatment that allows our doctors to focus directly into the tumor, reducing radiation to healthy tissue and the risk of side effects, making it an excellent treatment for prostate cancer and many other cancers. If you're facing cancer, ask your doctor about proton therapy or visit SCCAProtonTherapy.com.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you are serious about saving, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
This weekend, come to VegFest, the largest vegetarian food festival in the country. Just $8 gets you in the door to taste from over 500 different kinds of delicious free food samples. And kids get in free. VegFest is the best deal in town. Hear the latest on health and nutrition from medical doctors. See cooking demos by leading chefs. Don't miss VegFest this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall on Mercer Street. For more information, visit VEGFEST2014.com.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Shopping for health insurance on the wahhealthplanfinder.org website is a good thing. But it's not exactly obvious which hospitals are covered by which plans. Fortunately, Swedish has set up a special customer service team so you can find out exactly which plans include Swedish. And that's a good thing. So visit swedish.org to get in touch with the experts. Then, should you get sick, a bad thing, you'll feel better knowing you'll be cared for by Swedish. And that's a truly good thing.
The Eagles present the History of the Eagles Tour. The story of an American band. Eagles live on stage performing hits from their first four decades. Tacoma Dome, Monday, August 25th. Special offer for American Express card members. Get your tickets now through Friday, March 28th at 10 p.m. Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Joe Walsh, and Timothy B. Schmidt. The Eagles. History of the Eagles Tour. Tacoma Dome. Monday, August 25th. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Friday, March 28th at 10 p.m. Before the general public on Saturday, March 29th at 10 a.m. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com or call 1-800-745-3000. For VIP packages and more, go to EaglesBand.com. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
The Seattle music scene is alive and well.
There's so much going on here, so much talent.
Get up close to the hottest up-and-coming local bands.
I want to get big. I want to be a beacon. I want to be a light.
It feels like what I'm supposed to be doing.
You better play every note like you mean it.
CW11 serves up Band in Seattle.
There was nothing around us to influence us. So like mold in a basement, we just grew.
Band in Seattle, Saturday nights at 11 on CW11.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on 150-ounce jugs of Original Scent Tide liquid laundry detergent. Get up to 96 loads for just $17.88. So, let's do whiter whites and brighter brights for fewer bucks. And afterwards, find even more change in our pockets. Let's do this. Spring into savings with Tide laundry detergent, only $17.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Subway. Discover the new Flatiza at Subway. Crispy flatbread topped with signature marinara, melty mozzarella, and made the way you say. It's more than just a slice. Choose from classics like pepperoni or veggie. And right now, you can get two Flatizas for only $5. Subway, eat fresh.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're dealing with a pretty straightforward drive this morning. Not seeing too much get in your way other than some typical congestion northbound I-5 through Federal Way up to 516. Some rain really coming down there as well, and it looks like cars are really kicking up water. So make sure you leave lots of extra in between you and the cars ahead of you this morning. We're starting to see a little bit of an added delay as well. Northbound 405 through the S-curves, pretty standard for this time of morning.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's a mutton, Dean Martin.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Oh, yeah, my dad loved him so much. I know. You know, it's the only reason I like to go to an Italian restaurant is to just hear one of his songs.
The guilty pleasure of Dean Martin music.
Because tomatoes don't settle that well with me anymore. But that Buca di Beppo, you ever go there?
Yeah, sure.
You go in there and you hear That's Amore playing in the background. Something special. He was part of they called it the Rat Pack, right? Him and Frank Sinatra. And
him, Frank Dean, Joey Bishop.
And didn't they have a token black in that?
Sammy.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's right.
That's right.
White young American females, Dirty Little Guilty Pleasure.
With Sammy Davis?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So was he the first?
He was
there first.
But I would probably have to nod Sidney Poitier.
Oh, I remember that movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Right.
My parents were shocked by that. Did you see? They're having a black guy come to dinner.
Well, the movie To Sir With Love, where he was a teacher and the British teen high school girls had crush on Sir.
There should be a show about that time. For people that don't remember. Like, Jody doesn't remember any of that time.
No.
No.
Heat of the Night.
No.
To Sir With Love.
Just watching her sitting over there going like, whatever. Dean Martin. You know, he's nothing to you, right?
Yeah. Believe me, he's nothing. We already had this discussion.
Did you already have this discussion?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did I miss it?
No, it wasn't about him. I just said I'm not into his music. And Spike was going on and on about how he listens to him in his car. And I said, you listen to
Steve Martin? I'm not even into his music.
That's how current he is for you, that he's in your car. So it wasn't about him.
But actually, don't even think about that. His daughter, Deanna. She's kind of she's a unique talent in her own right. Although her own right is to honor her father most of the time. She does great charitable work. She's had her own television show. She's a performer. She's everything. Anyway, we'll have her on. What time?
6:40.
Half hour from now.
Yeah.
Dean Martin there. What was his other big song? That's Amore is probably the biggest one.
Probably so. Ain't That a Kick in the Head? You're nobody till somebody loves you.
You know that song, don't you?
You're nobody till somebody cares.
How lucky can one guy be?
You know how in fashion, like, all kind of clothing eventually comes back?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think big band music will never come back?
I think it'll never go out of style.
Well, yeah, for you foo-foo people who like it. But you know what I mean? Could there ever be, like, a new radio station for kids with big band hits?
Who is it? Cherry Pop and Daddies kind of had a big band swing for them, right? There was a little radio-friendly renaissance of big band.
We live in an age of that.
Right.
There'll always be niches.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think it's coming back.
It came back for a second with that Zoot Suit Riot and whatever. Right. It was like 2 years of that annoyance, and then it went away again, thank God.
God, thank God.
And we were all okay.
I know your dad. I've met your dad, Jody, and I can't believe you dodged the big band Dean Martin bullet.
My father looks and acts Italian, but he was listening to Juice Newton and Crystal Gayle and Vince Gill and all sorts of... Actually, and the Beach Boys, so thankful for that.
Crystal Gayle is my favorite.
Oh,
Dad and I have that in common.
I can start randomly
singing
along with...
Don't it make my brown eyes blue, but it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Be so long.
That's one of my... Oh, you know what? Yeah. I dream of learning that song on the piano.
Oh.
Can you play Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue? Because for Jody.
It's actually not for me.
It's not for... It's for her father.
For Jody's dad. Who had a rough visit because Jody didn't want to be seen with him in public.
Not for
goes after Jody's dad.
Yeah.
You had a good visit, right?
Oh, we had a great visit. Yeah. Doesn't mean I roll listening to Crystal Gayle in my car. No. All I remember was that as a child, I couldn't believe that anybody had hair down to their ankles. It used to occur
Her
to
hair
me.
Was that long.
Oh, her hair was... She was famous for that. And
that's right.
As somebody who had tight curls and often had lice, because kids have lice.
You had lice?
We all had lice.
No, you had lice.
I did.
Your parents told you we all had lice.
People might have said that to make you feel better.
When I had a bout of lice because the whole school came down
now
with
Now it's
lice.
Just a bout of lice.
No.
A moment ago, she was lice-ridden whole time.
No, I didn't have lice forever. But anyway, it was really hard to get lice out of, like, very curly hair. It was like a nightmare.
That's what curly-haired people had lice.
For me and also for my mother, I'm sure, who had to do it. But I remember I was obsessed with thinking about Crystal Gayle having lice because...
Poor thing.
Her hair was down to her ankles.
The lice, they could climb up like Rapunzel on a stepladder.
Crystal Gayle, let down your hair!
If I was a louse, I would want to be infested in Crystal
Gayle's
hair.
Be a dream. That'd be a dream apartment for
so
you.
I wouldn't say I really loved her music so much as I was obsessed with her.
Let me listen to this piano.
Greatest songs ever recorded.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone new. And don't it make my brown eyes blue.
All right. I'm not going to make you listen to the whole thing. But if you were ever a kid driving around in your parents' car and you're anywhere between, I don't know, 30-something and 50-something.
Yeah,
you know,
remember
that song.
Yeah, that was a standard. That was a huge hit.
That's gone, though. Nobody would still play that song.
Because then it was almost the country stations, because this was the same time when Willie Nelson put out Stardust, and it had Georgia on it, and the slow ballad was kind of a country thing, and it got a lot of play on the country stations. I don't know who would play it now.
Nobody. Us. We're nobody.
If I were to tell you, you're nobody. Somebody plays Crystal Gayle song. If I were to tell you that you went out and you bought Crystal Gayle's greatest, you were inspired by this little conversation, you went out and bought Crystal Gayle's greatest hits album.
What else would be on it?
Well, I'll tell you what wouldn't be on it. Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Come on.
I'm looking at the track sheet.
No, because I'm looking at the hits that I have here provided by this program, and the first one that pops up is that one.
Yeah, but Spike's saying there's an album called Crystal Gayle's Greatest Hits.
Because I was curious.
And
that
song isn't, they couldn't get the rights to that song.
Is that what it is? She's on the cover. It's her. It's not like it's a compilation from K-Tel or something.
Yeah, but in the old music days, and even now to some degree, it's all about music rights. And a lot of those big songs, a lot of artists, their first big song or even first album would be done when they didn't really have any clout. And in those days, you would take a young artist and you would say, I'm going to make you a star, baby. And you would say, here, sign this, sign right here. And the poor young doe-eyed thing wouldn't even read it, right?
All right.
That's the way actually it works on American Idol, too. Nothing's changed. But and then the next thing you know, you have a big hit, and you don't own anything. right?
There's a story in the news this morning about a rapper who's $35,000 in debt because he signed a $100,000 contract when got an advance. And you know how it works.
Yeah.
They give you an advance and you get excited and you go out and you party.
You make it rain.
I'm going to be a star.
Yeah.
You know, but in the meantime, you don't realize that they're charging you for
everything.
Not just studio time and things that are obvious, but they're charging you for, you know, pressing your album and advertising, and every time you get shuttled around in a car provided
all
by them,
cars,
they're charging you for it.
Meals.
So if you don't read those contracts and you don't know what it means, so now this poor guy is not only never going to be a star, but he's almost 50 grand in debt.
Yeah, it's pretty common. But anyway, so that's why that song and various little, you always wonder, like, well, why did, like, for example, why did Badfinger have to re-record Come and Get It? When Butterfinger was learning Come and Get It, classic Badfinger song. Paul McCartney wrote the song, by the way.
Butternut.
Who did I say?
Butterfinger.
What a great name, though.
Butterfinger's
almost like that
one.
Better.
Well, you want to get sued, go ahead and call your band Butterfinger. See how that works
that's
out
great.
For you.
Yeah.
That'd be more of a show tune band. Yeah. Anyway, so where was I? It's Friday.
Come and Get It.
I don't know, but now
Come
I'm
and Get It. So Badfinger had to re-record. That's why, because I messed up Badfinger and Butternut. Badfinger had to re-record that song. They didn't have the rights to it, and so they went back in the studio. In fact, Pedro could probably find that version, but I don't want him to find it instantly. I know it'd take a little while. But so there's the original classic version.
Uh-huh.
Then they went in to re-record it, and they could not do it the exact same way. In fact, they'd gotten better as musicians, and so it sounds kind of too perfect.
Now, is the version I love the one they had to which?
No, the version we still play on the radio from time to time is the classic version.
The original.
But those guys weren't making any money from it. Right. They signed away their publishing rights. At least I think so.
To the Beatles? Weren't they Apple Records first?
It was Apple. Yeah, I don't know how exactly it worked, but they ended up having to re-record it. Wow. And artists like, for example, Sugarloaf. If you go search for certain old songs on, like, say, iTunes, you will find multiple versions of the hit. And do you ever do this and you bring up the hit and you go, well, that's not the right version. Mm-hmm. Pedro's a genius at it.
Pedro can find us the obscure version of anything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to find. This is one version.
If you want it, here it is.
This is the re-recording.
That's wow.
Make your mind up fast. If you want it,
not the version you're used to. And now the other one.
This is the version that we play with Butternut, actually.
Okay. This is the original record.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it anytime, I can give it. But you better hurry.
So, I don't know why anyone but me would notice little stuff like that, but it's fascinating. I think of the artist and how they were sitting there. And they probably even wrote the songs, but they signed away or owned the right to play the song, but they signed away the recording. You know, you could sell your masters to the record company, and then you can't do anything with them. I think John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival had that problem. Remember? He couldn't do anything for a long time.
He didn't. Yeah, he was out of the business and in court battles for over a decade. Mm.
And so they tried. It's the same guys, and they kind of sound the same. But they didn't record it the same way.
I couldn't. That's that other version. I couldn't make it through a version of that. Mm. I love the first one so much.
In a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two, Lee Oscar is going to be playing with his original buddies from War, the band War. Now I can tell you that he can't. I'm pretty sure not allowed to even say conflict. That was a joke. I think he could say conflict.
His new band, Police Action, is out there.
His new band, we're a little upset with you. We might be mad at you, and we could send a bomb your way. That actually would be a great name for his band. But anyway, and if I understand it right, because, you know, he and I had coffee. I'm thinking of writing a story about this, because a journalist can write a story about it. And it's been done before, like Chris DeYoung from Styx can't say the word Styx.
Dennis DeYoung.
Can't say the word Styx. And yet, when they play, they will have four out of the five original members.
The Lowrider Band, you're talking about.
Yeah, that's called the Lowrider Band.
Yeah, Lee's Band, the Lowrider Band. If you like war, you'll love the Lowrider Band because it is war.
They can't say that.
Well, I can say that.
You can't say that either. Don't want to get them in trouble.
Well, no, but it's the members of that band were all in war, or a lot of them.
Yes.
Yeah. War has, I believe,
I'm going to get him in here, and he won't want to talk.
Well, yeah, he can't talk. But
I can interview him as a journalist, and I can pepper him with hard questions like, why? And he can go, I can't say anything.
Well, I can tell you a little bit why, because when you say I quit and you walk away from a band, and as everybody slowly did, and there's one guy that goes,
is that what you think happened?
Like being in war. I want to keep it going.
Is that what you think happened?
That's what I suspect. Ah. Is as long as you keep Chris Squire, that's how he owns Yes. He's the only guy who's stuck it through the whole time. At some point,
that's why Chris Squire owns Yes.
Somebody has come and gone in that band. I mean, he doesn't own the band, but he owns the.
Do they have like a Yes baton, and the last person standing holds it? Well, how does that work?
Well, if you go out without
and newcomer Alan White has only been with them 30 something years.
Right, because Bill Bruford played the first 4 or 5 years. So but if you go out without Chris, you don't call yourself Yes.
You call Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Hal.
Yeah, exactly.
If Yes gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, will Bill Bruford and Alan White wear the Kiss makeup? No, I'm kidding.
You know, it's funny. I read the article that in Rolling Stone about Gene and Paul and everything, and now I'm a little torn on whose side to take here.
So you like Gene Simmons a little this morning?
Well, I like one thing he said. It's like, you know, I mean, he's really rude about it. He goes, they don't have the right to wear the makeup and stuff. But he said, you know, we have a massive brand here. We have a massive brand, and that brand is these four guys in these costumes, the Cat, the Spaceman,
The Star Child and the Demon.
Right. And he says, I'm not sure how they would look in makeup at this point. Because he's intimating that they have not kept themselves in Kiss shape.
Yeah. We don't have the budget to cover those jowls.
He says, we've got a lot riding on this. We've got a big tour coming up.
Except that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is not giving you a statue for a wonderful brand. Otherwise, Milli Vanilli would got statues.
Right.
It's not about a brand. It's about the music.
But
the people that influenced those that came after and made the music.
Well, if it's not about the brand, then we wouldn't even be talking about Kiss.
But with Kiss, it's about the brand. Because Gene also points to his Kiss, the games that they put, the video games that they put in casinos. He says, see this box? He says, this box makes more than most bands make on tour.
Look at Gene. He's so modest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a great article. You know, I mean, it points to the Kiss casket. You know, Dimebag Darrell's buried in one of these Kiss caskets. You know, I mean, he's got a room of all the things that he's put the Kiss name on. It's not a room. It's a wing in his house. And that's where Kiss gets their money. And he maintains that the brand could be tarnished if you see
two fat old Captain Kangaroo ale makeup looking like clowns.
The Demon, the Star Child, the Turkey Neck.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think it would be tarnished if nobody plays, too.
Well, not everybody got a facelift like Gene, which he did so publicly on his TV show.
He did do it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
His TV show, by the way, has more episodes now than I Love Lucy.
Seriously, he thinks he's bigger than Lucille Ball?
Well, he's just...
Cause we gotta get
100,
you're starting to do him pretty well.
176 episodes.
I Love Lucy.
And counting.
Do they have an episode where he's working on a conveyor belt trying to count candy with Paul Stanley?
No.
Speed it up a little.
So that's another thing you'll find out if you read this article. You will not see Paul Stanley in a single episode of Gene Simmons' Family Jewels.
They don't really like each other.
Well, they like...
They tolerate each other.
Yeah, well, Paul Stanley said it best. He said, if we had issues, he goes, what issues? He says, we've been together 40 years. You think we haven't worked out our issues? That says it in itself. Of course. I mean, it's like we all have issues.
I don't have any issues with you.
You don't have any issues with me? Not a single
Spike,
issue?
Most of my issues are with Spike.
Oh, okay.
Clearly I'm the problem.
any family.
If you see me in cat makeup, it's rude.
Any family, any partnership that goes for as long as theirs is gone, they've had their issues, but they've also, obviously, they've lived 5 minutes from
Do you
each
have
other.
Issues with me?
No big issues. I mean, I guess if I thought hard and long, I could probably think of something, but not really. I mean,
it'd be a lot of work to come up with something.
It would.
So that's why you don't bother.
They're just about your personality, so don't take it. Yeah. You know, don't take it.
We're pulling back the curtains today, people.
All right.
But they have issues with Peter and
Griff. I tell you what, even if I worked with someone else, I would not let them wear the Joe costume. I can tell you that.
Right. And that's. We've been together 25 years.
25 years.
You had radio partners before Spike and myself. How about if your old buddy Zip, you know, you get in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Sure.
And Zip says.
Fat chance, by
Zip
the way.
Says, Bob and Zip was a legendary show. Zip says, well, Joe and Spike should not be there. I should be there because I was your partner when you were really started to make a name for yourself.
Well, that's Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Oh, thank you. And it's not
the Eagles tried to rename him, but
that's not some kind of a Freudian slip. I think the world of Timothy B. Schmidt. That's like saying you bring all the members of Poco up. I mean,
because that was a previous band,
right? The Bob and Zip is a different band than the Bob, Spike, and Joe.
Well, now the other thing Gene said is, and Paul is the one who's really upset. He goes, "Look, how about Eric Carr, who is no longer with us? Eric Carr's deceased, but he was a drummer for Kiss, a great drummer." He says, "We've had a lot of members, not just the two we have now, and not just Peter and Ace." He says, "Why do all 175 members of the Grateful Dead get to be inducted, yet?" You know, it's got to be us.
That was
four.
Charles Cross said that everyone who's ever been in the band ought to be inducted if the band's inducted because you were in the band. I kind of agree with that. You know, I've thought about the Radio Hall of Fame, which is located in Cincinnati, and how I'll probably never be in it.
By the way, how did that happen? How did Cincinnati win that?
Actually,
WKRP was in Cincinnati.
Don't say anything
legendary
bad about,
WKRP.
Don't say anything bad about Cincinnati because it's actually a very lovely city. It is. It's got a nice river running through it and bridges. It's got nice suburbs to live in.
I'll never have a reason to go there is what I was saying. Anyway, because I don't know how they pick people for the Radio Hall of Fame, but they don't come to the farthest corners of the country and look for
them. Well, you don't start by talking trash about Cincinnati, I can tell you that much.
I love Cincinnati.
There we go.
I didn't even know it was in Cincinnati. I went to some kind of deal down in Southern California in Hollywood. What's that? It's like the radio and TV something or something.
NTV.
It's a microphone museum or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
629. Deanna Martin, daughter of Dean Martin. You know, it's weird. She couldn't be any more close to her dad all these years later. I mean, her name is the same except for one letter. I think even one of her albums is called something like one of his albums.
And she sings a duet with her dad on her newest album.
And did they took out a master tape?
That's what I've got to find
out. Do you have that, Pedro?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's play it when she's on the phone.
Yeah, of course.
Because then it'll have the most impact then. There's the Dean Martin Festival. She comes up with Dean Martin scholarships every year in Steubenville, Ohio. And the only reason I even know the name of that town is because they used to say it. Huh?
Oh, I thought you were going to say because of the horrible news story that...
Is there a horrible news story there right now?
Last year.
What happened last year?
Steubenville became very well known because of the football players on the Steubenville High School team and what they did to a young girl and how it kind of opened up a dialogue of a certain kind of culture young men.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Steubenville.
Do you know, I didn't tarnish the name Steubenville with that. It was already emblazoned with Dean Martin.
Oh, yeah.
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 But that's right. Steubenville, Ohio has a Dean Martin festival every year, and they do scholarships for young people.
Where's Steubenville in Ohio, Jody? If I go to the Dean Martin Festival in Steubenville, can I also pop over to Cincinnati and change my perspective on that level of town?
I have
no
idea where Steubenville is, I'll be honest with you.
I'd love to do a Dean Martin Festival.
But Ohio's not that big. You can drive across the state in less than 8 hours. So
it's one I've only been to the airport, Cincinnati Airport. One of the few states I've never ventured into is Ohio.
You don't count the airport.
And that's in Kentucky, actually. So I guess I have never
the airport
set foot,
is in Kentucky.
Never set foot in Ohio.
It's right on the border. Then
Cincinnati Airport is technically in
Covington, Kentucky.
Covington, Kentucky. Yeah.
Deanna, in just a little bit. Also on the show today, David Alan Greer, the legendary comic, is at the Parlor tonight and tomorrow, 7:30. and 10 p.m. David's appearance on the show is brought to you by the Carter Subaru Live Theater. David Alan Greer, Saturday Night Live fame. Spike and the Impaler's talent search in the Carter Subaru Live Theater this morning, too. All of those singers who are doing Radar Love will converge and complete their video auditions, and then we will judge. Yes, Eric.
Steubenville, Ohio is on the eastern side, kind of smack in the middle, just across the border from Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Mr. Geography. It's cool.
Cincinnati's on the other side of the state, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Steubenville is about 3 hours from Columbus. You could do that.
I got to ask you a question, a question about the contest. Do they have to sing the entire song? Do they have to sing a little bit of the song? Because that's one issue that we have right now.
Oh, well, here's the thing. They're going up there. We're going to have the karaoke bed.
Uh-huh,
they
okay.
get to audition. If someone wants to sing the whole song to prove, I mean, I would. If I was coming all the way down here, I'd want to sing the whole song. But if someone says, hey, I'll give you 30 seconds, you decide, I'm okay with that, too. I didn't
okay.
create any specifics. It's really decision of the judges is final. We're picking someone. And, you know, we're just looking for someone that's going to be great at the show. Look, we're looking for someone that people are going to love. Because we want the winner to have a great time.
And the judges we have lined up, we got an expert, Smitty.
Smitty.
Is that our judge?
He's an expert. That's
oh, he's Smitty, by the way. Smitty, you know what Smitty is? Huh?
It'll be Katie.
It'll be Katie today. Oh, okay, Katie is fine. But Smitty, let me tell you something. He's the male Whoopi Goldberg, that guy.
He's really?
Remember the character Whoopi Goldberg played? It was kind of a psychic on Star Trek. She was like the real smart one on the ship.
Was it?
About a sixth sense.
Guinan or something like that?
Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
She That's what Smitty is. He walks around here. He's got the wisdom of 1,000 years. He's just quietly doing his intern work. He's great.
I thought you were going to say that he wears adult diapers because that's what Whoopi Goldberg's pushing now. And I was like, that
She's
is
selling those now.
Awkward for you to bring up about him.
Smitty? Well, I don't know about his adult diapers. Maybe you have had more.
Well,
Interaction.
Yeah, I thought that's what you meant.
Katie, hi. You're the judge today because Smitty's not here.
Yeah. Well, no, he is here. Luciana,
he doesn't want to be the judge?
Well, she came in and she just posed the question, who's organized? And I guess I'm the girl in the room, so I take that.
And you're musical, too. You play the trumpet,
That's
right?
true. Yeah, I do. So I am by default.
Do you play the trumpet?
I do.
Do you have one with you?
No.
Don't bring that
issue. Time
answering.
Yeah,
you know how many times I told her to bring the trumpet and play for us? And she always chickens out.
Yeah. Great. Well, I would like both of you to watch the.
I would be cool with that because I didn't realize.
It's a lot of responsibility.
I'll do the best I can, but, you know.
Okay.
You about to say, I didn't sign up for this. This is not why I came to KGR to watch.
Yeah, I was about to say, whoa, I'm not ready for this, you know?
This is too much.
Yeah, this is too much.
I think you were minus 20 years old when Radar Love was recorded,
too. Yes, I was.
How old are you today?
I'm 19. I'll be 20 in August.
Wow.
So
if Radar Love is 40 years old.
I'm guessing in that neighborhood, probably more than 40 years old at this point. What are we looking at? Maybe 74 neighborhood, 73, maybe even 72.
You're born in 74?
No. Around there, yeah.
What do you mean around? You know
94.
The year you were born.
Yeah, she's 94. Talking 94.
Yeah,
I'm saying she was minus 20.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. 94, yeah. Yeah, you were minus 20 when I graduated high school.
If you were born in 1974, you'd be 40.
That's right.
Yeah.
God, what happened?
I know.
Okay. Thank you, Katie. I'm glad you're judging.
Yeah, I'll do the best. Smitty will help me out.
And we're looking for, we're just looking for who are people going to love hearing the most.
Okay.
May 17th, Emerald Queen Casino, Spike and the Impalers, always trying to make the audience the star and bringing up special guests, too.
Okay.
Thank you. We got a couple minutes before Deanna comes. Microsoft is doing something surprising this morning. Not surprising to me, but it's a big shift for Microsoft, they say. Do you remember when Microsoft made a similar announcement to this when Microsoft Office was made for the Macintosh computer? And I don't know how many people know this part of the story. It's in the Steve Jobs biography. That Apple was just about broke. Apple was just about to literally go under. Today's biggest technology company was about broke. And who saved them? The same guy who's trying to cure malaria and save millions of children around the world right now, William Gates and his foundation. He didn't call it a charitable contribution or a foundation at the time. He invested. And Eric could check the fact for me because I'm digging out of my brain, but I think it was like $400 million into Apple. And Microsoft, without any gloating that they were helping Apple or without, it was a kindness from a company that, you know, a lot of people, it wasn't a kindness, it was a smart business move too, but it was also a kindness. You can do both. Yes?
It was $150 million back in 1997.
My brain is wrong, but that'd be $400 dollars today.
Huge amount.
Sure. Rationalizing.
That was a huge amount of money.
It was a huge amount of money. $150 million in 1997, which may have stopped Apple from going broke. You can check that fact, too, but that's how I remember it.
Wow.
And they did it around the same time that they came up with Microsoft Office for the Mac. I don't think anybody gave Microsoft credit for being a good player in the world of business, because Microsoft, everybody thought, is, you know, choking off somebody's air supply all the time. Because good competitive businesses, I think you're supposed to try and beat your competitor. That could be crazy talk, but anyway, so they saved Apple, but they also created a huge market for Office. Well, now Microsoft is coming up with Office for iPad. And that's being seen as new somehow. I love if I could do something I did in 1997 and people would think it was a great, bold, new, innovative idea, I would whip out some of our old twisted tunes.
Well, it's a new generation of buyers, so it is new, right?
It's coming back again.
Well, I mean, most iPad users probably weren't around to have a desktop. I mean, because iPad users...
Is that right?
I think iPad users are kids, teenagers.
It just makes my brown eyes blue, I'll tell you.
Don't it?
Yeah, I mean, Office for iPad is a suite of productivity apps optimized for touch and for use on Apple's market-dominating tablet. And I imagine optimized for touch because they do that for Windows 8, right?
They do. I'm reading this story back in 1997. This is hilarious. After the announcement was made of Microsoft investing $150 million in Apple, Apple's stock shot up more than 40% to its closing price of $19.
Right.
And change.
And today Apple stock is at?
Let's see, it's over 500. Let me get this for you.
Apple doesn't keep splitting its stock, too, the way other companies do.
They just let the price keep going up.
Yeah, which keeps people like you out of it, right? Because you would never pay $500. If they split it 500 to 1 and it was a dollar a share, you'd jump right in.
I'm guessing it was probably about 1997, maybe 96. I had a classic debate with our late program director, may he rest in peace, Mr. Steve Young. I bought Microsoft stock and he had Apple stock, and he told me, you know, that Apple was a good thing. And I thought I knew something about finance and still do, and I didn't then and I don't now. But I said, I think you're wasting your money.
Wasting your money in that
Microsoft's going to put them out of business. And,
Bill Gates actually saved Steve's ass.
Yeah, and now looks pretty smart to have bought Apple stock in the 90s.
The greatest gringo debate of the 20th century.
It was one of the few things I ever challenged that guy on. Mostly I just said yes, sir, to Steve.
Office for iPad comes free for Office 365 subscribers, which I guess means that if you already subscribe to Office and you happen to get an iPad, you get to just download. That's another smart thing I think software people should do. You shouldn't have to pay for something two or three times if you're using multiple devices.
Oh, it's so bogus.
Isn't that annoying? Yeah.
When we set up David's office, there's like five different computers and there's no way to scam that system. Like you have to just pay all the money every time.
Office 365 is $100 a year, and you can just have it. You know, it's like Office in the cloud. I don't have it, but I might get it. In fact, this might save me having to buy Kelly a computer because she has an iPad and loves it. And I told her about this, and if it will print stuff, I think I'm in. I don't know.
Microsoft stock just went down a dollar when you said that, by the way. I'm not going to buy a computer. I was going to get Windows 8, but now.
Well, see, I got her Windows 8. I had to take it back because she just, you know.
It wouldn't work for her.
Smoke started coming out of her ears. She just didn't like it.
She couldn't take the time to just learn how to touch.
Don't let's not start this.
Windows?
Let's not start this line of questioning. But
I thought she was, like, into touch.
Yeah, she's. it was a little complex. She couldn't figure out how to print. It didn't do the basic thing she wanted it to do. Now, obviously, I'm sure it would do those.
It'd do them in 5 minutes if you learned how.
Yeah. Well, none of us felt
your husband
like
was
how.
Able to help you out.
I'm not that technical. Yeah. But I think this office, this iPad thing, may save me a few $100.
I give to you,
and you give to me. True love.
Next week, it'll be 40 years since Dean Martin signed off for the final time in his popular variety show. I love the story of father-daughter love. And on the phone with us right now, the daughter of the famous actor, entertainer, singer, a great performer in her own right, Deanna Martin. Deanna started as a performer on her dad's show and has gone on to stage roles in London, on Broadway, many movies, her own TV show, records. Most recent record is called Destination Moon. I'm getting told that she pronounces it. Is it Dina? Ah, okay. I'll get that right. This song you're listening to, that's a duet with her dad. Done with the magic of recording technology today, I imagine. Let's bring her on the phone. Is it Dina? Dina, hi.
Hi, yes, it's Dina. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and always love to hear that duet with my dad. That's beautiful.
Now, that's touching and moving, and I got to imagine it would be hard not to have tears in your eyes as you were doing it. Tell me what happened that made that duet come about.
It was so amazing. I've always wanted to sing a duet with my dad, and actually my handsome husband, John, found the original handwritten Nelson Riddle arrangement that my dad had used. And we went into the studio, hired the best world-class musicians, laid down the track, and then I went to Capitol Studios, and I'm standing there in the booth with my headset holding the original chart that my dad held, and it said, you know, Dean up in the corner. And it was an overwhelming feeling for me being at Capitol Records. With all of those, you feel the spirit of all the people who sang there.
Was it in that building in L.A. that people see when they do the walk at Hollywood and Vine, that round building?
Yes, that's right.
That's shaped like a record?
Shaped like a record.
Man.
Studio A, and actually just walking down the hall to Studio A where everybody recorded, you see all the photographs on the walls, and, you know, Bobby Darin, Keeley Smith, Peggy Lee, my dad, Frank, the Beatles. You know, it's an overwhelming feeling just being in the building, and then to go in and record the song holding the same chart that my dad did. It was really quite difficult to get through, but we did it. And when I went back into the booth for the playback, it was so amazing to hear our voices were so similar, you know, the same kind of tenor or timbre to our voice and breathing the same. So it was quite something.
Now,
I do that song on my show, and I have a video, you know, behind it when I'm in concert, when I go. And it's quite a moving, wonderful moment in the show.
Dina, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but your name is very similar to his.
Yes, Dean.
It's very different. It's like one letter. And did you ever have this discussion? I'm sure you'd be over it by now, but maybe he wanted a boy.
Well, you know what? Then the next one was. Then
oh, okay.
I named him Dino.
Right, Dino. So Dina, Dino, and then what? Is just two?
And then, actually, it's Craig, Claudia, Gail, Dina, Dino, Ricky, Gina.
Oh, wow.
He
was prolific.
And my mom's name was Jean, so you had Dean and Jean and Dina and Gina and Dino.
Right. How often do you think about you? You do so much work in commemoration of your dad. I think it's a beautiful thing. And by the way, I read the whole bio. You do tons of charity work in Steubenville, and you have scholarships and, you know, a festival every year. And yet, really, you could have been one of these people who's like, let me be my own self. I don't want to just do tributes to my dad, because you have a great singing voice, and you had... like, you had a top-selling workout video, a fitness company, you were your own entertainer. Is there some point in your life where you said, nah, I'm going to just really pay tribute to my dad, I'm not going to try it? Because a lot of people distance themselves from their famous father.
Well, no, you know what? First of all, I'm so proud to be Dina Martin. I mean, it's fantastic. But I'm not just doing tributes to him. I have my own, my own albums, my own songs, my own music. So I'm not up there just, you know, it's not a tribute thing. I
so
honor
him. You're doing both.
I'm doing both, but it's, you know, for me, I am a singer and I'm an, you know, I'm an actress and I'm an entertainer. And the fact that my dad is Dean Martin is just a plus. That's wonderful.
And it's a plus, and you're not, and you don't shy away from that plus too. It's cool.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
And you know, and people, you know, he touched so many lives, and he's an amazing, amazing entertainer and singer and actor. I mean, he was just fantastic. So I, you know, it's for me, it's doubly wonderful.
Do you know Jane Fonda at all?
Oh yes, and
I would think you two might. Yeah, you might know each other. She had a fitness video as well, a workout video. Tell me a little about making a workout video.
Actually, it was fun. I love working out. First of all, I think it's very important to be healthy and to eat right and to exercise every day. And so that's what I was doing. I had a company called Bodies by Dina,
mm-hmm.
and you know, everybody looks great. It's all about, you know, life and feeling good and being healthy and entertaining. You know, I mean, it's a form of entertainment, of course, a workout video.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's company for someone who wants to work out.
It's company,
and they wish you were their real friend in real life, but you know, you're inspiring. Yes, Joe.
Being a little girl and having your dad be Dean Martin, I'm sure to you he was just dad. It just seemed normal, but I could only imagine what it would be like at your house. Was it like, you know, Uncle Frank and Uncle Sammy and Uncle Joey coming over, or did your dad keep a pretty good separation of his show business friends and his home life?
Well, you know, they came over, of course, and there would be parties, you know, Christmas Eve and things like that. But, you know, Uncle Frank would come by and Uncle Sammy, of course. But, you know, as far as, you know, his dad is concerned, you know, he would get up, he would go to work, and then he would come home, or he would go to Las Vegas to do his show and come home. He loved being at home, you know, and actually he was home, you know, every night for dinner when he was home, and which was really fun. And there's seven kids running around the house. So it was quite a normal house, except he was Dean Martin, and his friends were, you know, Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. and Rosemary Clooney and Judy Garland and Tony Bennett. So it was quite something.
When you sit down for dinner at the Dean Martin house, do you have a big pizza pie?
Tool. When the moon hits.
I thought you were stopped and weren't thinking about food.
Well, somewhere. Just a little bit.
Have some pasta fazool, Joe. Come on.
Can we
a little early for pizza.
I know it was the 90s. Well, Joe, but could we get one of your fitness tapes still for Joe?
I think we could.
Yeah.
Joe, you know what? It's funny. I was in Seattle not long ago. I've been to Royal Hall, and you should have come, but I'll come there and I'll give you a workout that you can write it down.
That,
you'll never forget it.
Oh, I can't pass up on an offer like that.
Dina Martin. Dina, when you come to Seattle at Ben Arroyo, come by and say hi and sing a song for us on the radio show, if you would.
I would love to do that, actually. I will we'll put that in my schedule, and we'll make it happen.
Make sure you remember KJR, and we have a live studio. We have a live performance hall, the Carter Subaru Live Theater here, so we have... You know, we have like real gear you can perform.
Oh, people call it Little Ben Arroyo.
They call it Little Ben Arroyo.
Yeah,
they actually rename it, if that's okay with Carter Subaru.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Dina Martin, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Very nice. Word of the Day winner is on line one. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hold on. Hi. Sorry, I had you on speaker.
That's fine. I don't mind being on speaker.
So I'm sorry, I'm following Dina. She was fabulous, and I love her dad, Dean Martin. But I wanted to go back to the Apple stuff and ask if only smart gringos bought Apple stuff.
Smart gringos.
That's right.
I loved how you worked that.
I know, and I'm a really dumb gringo.
That was a beautiful word of the day. I knew yesterday it would be great.
It was good times.
And the way you stuck it in there in that perfect story moment. Congratulations, Janet. You hit the double-double. Here's Eric.
All right, Janet, you have a pair of tickets to the Seattle Vegetarian Festival
guide
and vegetarian cookbook from Vegetarians of Washington. Visit.
And you want some meat.
Right.
All right, I'll take the meat.
No, you actually have a pair of tickets to see Spike and the Impalers May 17th at Emerald Queen Casino.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Janet. And and you'll watch one of our listeners perform Radar Love, plus another special guest to be announced soon. Thank you so much, Janet.
Thank you.
Impalers, May 17th. I like Dina.
Yeah.
I'm a little starstruck.
I should have known it was Dina, even though it was D-E-A.
Right. It wasn't Deanne Martin.
No.
It was Dean.
What, you starstruck about what?
Her dad. I'm telling you. I mean, you guys can make fun all day long that Dean Martin's in my CD player, but the guy was the consummate. He had a long-running TV series, a highly rated show on NBC. He was a movie star.
Yeah,
he was a performing. He was a live stage
classic
performer.
Classic piece of music history.
Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis were the funniest people in America for quite a while. They made movies. They did live performances. I mean, Dean Martin owned entertainment in this country for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
They don't make them like that anymore.
You guys they don't make them like that anymore.
Whatever. I just, you know, I got a lot of respect
who did that?
For the Greg Kinn band.
The Greg Kinn. They do make them like him, though.
They do.
Guy now, Greg. Good radio guy.
Yeah.
Well, but Dean Martin had, like she said, every night he was home with his kids, his seven kids. Biggest name in entertainment. And every night he was home with his
kids. He was a good
kids.
Family man, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Wasn't he a
like
boozer?
That,
absolutely.
Every night he was home with his kids, passed out.
The point is that they actually do make them like that. I think there's just a lot more people in the show business arteries. Consider like a Jimmy Fallon, for example.
Yeah.
Someone who he could have a musical career because he's extremely talented, but he's doing this now. There are a lot of people who are just that talented, who are decent people, but nobody would ever control the industry. Well, I guess Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
I know, seriously. But
Dean Martin drank apple juice, by the way.
What do you mean he drank apple juice?
That was a prop. That was him knowing that his little lovable crooner drunk motif.
So he never had a drink in his life?
He drank. He never had a drinking problem ever.
Ever?
The Dean Martin variety show always ended with him with a little swizzle stick, blah, 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 boom, and it
so
was
he was
apple
promoting
juice.
Drinking problem, making it look glorious.
That's right.
But he didn't actually have one.
That's right.
Do you think that Kurt Cobain had like a fake syringe?
I don't think so.
Just water.
Yeah, so mix up a little fake black tar.
Yeah.
I know I get a little crazy around people I love, but
I will tell you right
guy,
now
man.
That his daughter Dina wrote that book about mm-hmm. him, and in it she cites that he did have a drinking problem. So you may want to.
Although, were I coming up with a PR story, it would quickly be apple juice. Oh, that picture, that was apple juice.
No, she says he had a drinking problem.
I should read her book then. I'd never heard that from anywhere else.
There's
but
different levels of drinking problem, too. I mean, you know, some people have it worse than others, I would say. Maybe what you're saying is he never...
Maybe it wasn't as bad as the
rumor.
He
had a lifestyle problem.
He played it up.
What was his lifestyle problem?
That he hung out with a bunch of boozers and drug addicts, and that was that squad that he ran with.
The Rat Pack.
Who's going to say what a problem is? It becomes a problem when it affects your life negatively, right? Like if you have
if you believe that you are the one who decides when you have a problem, which I happen to believe, other people have decided many, many years before I decided, but that was their problem.
Right. Well, a lot of people can drink heavily and not have a drinking problem.
When your drinking starts interfering with the rest of society is a real clear example have a problem. You look at David Cassidy, 3 DUIs in, he goes,
right.
Yeah, you're right. I do have a problem. Right.
There's a pamphlet that you can read to decide if you have a drinking problem. We added a new thing to it yesterday. Do you remember what it was? Oh, it was if you're on some show. Oh, if you're on with Piers Morgan, you have
right.
a drinking problem.
Right, there's your signs.
Right.
And then there's other things, like if it's interfering with your
You've
work.
Hit bottom.
6:55, coming up. What do Kurt Cobain and Batman have in common? Riddle me this. I'd like to spoil the answer, but I can't think of anything that Kurt Cobain and Batman have in common. Except when Batman would hit someone, sometimes it would say smack.
We have a winner!
You're the best!
All right. That's not it?
No, but I'd give you a prize.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Subway.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 405 through the S-curves up to the Kennedale Hill. Seeing a little bit of congestion there. You're going to see some crowding all the way up towards about Coal Creek Parkway. Cars really kicking up water, making it tough for drivers to see, so leave lots of extra in between you and the cars ahead of you. I-5 northbound slow through Federal Way all the way into the South Center Hill. Also going to see some crowding from the Michigan curve to the Convention Center. Southbound I-5 really filling in through Linwood, Everett to Seattle, already at 50 minutes.
Subway is serving up a steak, egg white, and cheese flatbread breakfast sandwich under 200 calories. Yes, even with that tender steak. Start your day off right with one of the many better-for-you flatbread breakfast sandwiches under 200 calories. At one place only, Subway. Eat fresh.
Hey, Spike O'Neill here for Sleep Country USA. It's the big gift event on now at Sleep Country USA, and I got to tell you, nobody does it better than Sleep Country USA. And of course, if everybody, it seems silly to say that everybody needs a mattress, and eventually everybody needs a new mattress. The bed you bought wears out. It just does. Some people are sleeping on beds they've owned for 5 years or longer. Some people 10 years or longer, and you're not doing yourself any favors by saving that money because you're not waking up refreshed. You wake up tired. Your back probably hurts. Mine did before I got a new bed from Sleep Country USA. When you go to Sleep Country, you'll find all the major manufacturers on display in all their showrooms. They will always guarantee you the best price. We tell you that all the time, but it's the most important thing I can say is that you will always get the best price Sleep Country USA, and that's a guarantee. You will always get the best night's sleep because you've got 100 nights to sleep on your choice. If it's not giving you the rest and comfort you need, bring it back for the right bed or a complete refund. And right now, the big gift event is on Sleep Country USA, but it will end this Sunday. When you buy your new bed at Sleep Country USA between now and Sunday, you get a $200 gift card to Best Buy. $200 and the best night's sleep ever. Sleep Country USA, why buy mattress anywhere else?
Come to VegFest this Saturday and Sunday at Seattle Center. For more info, visit VEGFEST2014.com.
Hey, happy Friday. I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Well, rain today through the weekend with highs in the mid-50s. Chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and tomorrow. And tomorrow's going to be kind of breezy, too. So try to have a good weekend.
This report is brought to you by the new home collection store at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with your coupon on select home merchandise. When it fits, you feel it. This weekend at JCPenney. In-store only. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper or jcp.com for coupon and details.
Last night, I had this amazing dream. I dreamed
that I finally had the ribbon-cutting ceremony at my new yoga studio. Everyone in town was there, and parked out back was
the cutest little convertible that my parents got me for my birthday. I drove it home and went inside to find
the coolest man cave ever, with a finished home theater and a walkout that led to a killer backyard with
a treehouse shaped just like a pirate ship. It was
the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we all deserve to set our sights on the things we'd love to accomplish this year. American Family Insurance is always there protecting your dreams. Our agents can help make sure you have the right coverage, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
And I will do it for you.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the sensational Honda Accord. Loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera, named a car and driver's 10 best list a record 28 times. Wait, let's give that its due respect. 28 times. Right now, well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing.
Find all the great deals and your nearest Honda dealer at WesternWashingtonHondaDealers.com.
A dealer documentary service fee of up to $150 may be added to the sale price. See dealer for complete details.
Families come in all shapes and sizes. Maybe you have 5 kids. Maybe you have 3 grandchildren. Or maybe your kids happen to be 2 dogs. But no matter who you're shopping for, the great food and low prices at QFC will leave a little extra money in your pocket for the things that matter to your family.
Bring home Northwest-grown Draper Valley boneless, skinless chicken breasts, and when you buy one package, you'll get one free. And 2 16-ounce cartons of Driscoll strawberries are $4.
Hoops fans, hurry to QFC during the March to Savings event. Buy 5 participating items and save $5 instantly at checkout. What a deal! Stock up on items like Charmin bath tissue and Bounty paper towels, Capri Sun, plus Breyers ice cream, Nabisco snack crackers, and more. Just look for the special tags and mix and match your favorites. Save big with your Advantage card during the March to Savings event through April 1st. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
There's the bell. Are you up and at 'em, raring to go, or are you down for the count? Could be you've got the wrong bed. Enter the Sleep Number bed. Not only does the Sleep Number bed allow you to adjust to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting, it lets your partner set his or her perfect Sleep Number setting, too. And we all know when your partner's happy, you're happy. But if they're tossing and turning, well, not so much. Research proves that the Sleep Number bed contours to your body for more proper spinal alignment. The Sleep Number bed is the only bed clinically proven to reduce back pain and improve sleep quality. The Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an ordinary mattress, but lasts twice as long. Hurry in now to save $400 on our most popular mattress, the Sleep Number P5. Exclusively at one of our 425 stores nationwide. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a road tripping rambler.
Driving along next to a yellow Pinto. Or is it mustard? Oh, a hot dog would be so good right now. I need to go to more ball games. I need to go on more dates at ball games.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free flat repair to free rotation, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
Hi, it's Dan Rowe, owner of Evergreen Ford and Esquire. With over 250 Ford trucks in stock, March is going to be the biggest Markdown Madness truck month in our history. XLTs, Lariats, Off-Roads, FX4s, Platinums, Super Cruise, Super Cabs, two-wheel, four-wheel drives, you name it, everyone marked down to rock-bottom prices. Let me repeat that. Over 250 new Ford trucks available, all with huge Markdown Madness Truck Month prices. How about this slam-dunk doorbuster? An F-150 sticker price near $40,000 marked down to $29,900. That's a Super Crew 4x4 sport truck, more than $10,000 off. That's better than fleet pricing. Always more inventory. Always the lowest price on all the new red hot Fords. You'll save thousands. Compare us online or just come by. You'll see why Evergreen sells more and always for less. EvergreenFord.com. Exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
2014 F-150 MSRP, $39,980. Less $5,830 Evergreen discount, $4,250 Ford rebate. $150 negotiated dock service fee may be added to purchase price.
Shopping for health insurance on the WahHealthPlanFinder.org website is a good thing. But it's not exactly obvious which hospitals are covered by which plans. Fortunately, Swedish has set up a special customer service team so you can find out exactly which plans include Swedish. And that's a good thing. So visit Swedish.org to get in touch with the experts. Then, should you get sick, a bad thing, you'll feel better knowing you'll be cared for by Swedish. And that's a truly good thing.
West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins buys all types of men's and women's watches. Everything from Patek Philippe and Rolex to old pocket watches. Want to know what your watch is really worth? Find out for free at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
I am Sergeant Gabriel Zamora. I served in the Marine Corps for 5 years as a sergeant and was responsible for mobile air surveillance radar systems. Electronic Arts hired me and now I am a financial analyst in the financial rotation program. Thank you to Electronic Arts for giving me an opportunity to transition my skill and leadership experience from the Marine Corps to corporate finance. And thank you to iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes for helping to connect veterans and businesses. Learn how you can get involved at iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes. Powered by Military.com and Monster.com.
This report is brought to you by the new home collection store at JCPenney.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're definitely seeing heavy volumes right now. I-5 southbound coming out of the Linwood area headed towards Shoreline. Everett to Seattle taking you 50 minutes. It looks like your Federal Way to Seattle drive time about 42 minutes with heavy traffic approaching 516 and headed through the South Center Hill. Northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill. Definitely seeing some slow traffic there. Cars really kicking up some water. We're seeing heavy rainfall all over the place.
Thursday through Sunday, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with your coupon on select home merchandise. When it fits, you feel it. This weekend at JCPenney. In-store only, some exclusions apply. Check newspaper or jcp.com for coupon and details.